Hey everyone, welcome to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into some really fascinating research about COVID-19. And honestly, it's kind of mind-blowing how much we're still learning about this virus.
Right? So we're looking at this study from Advanced Science that explores something pretty unexpected. The connection between lipid metabolism in neutrophils and those inflammatory responses we see in severe COVID cases. And get this, it involves these tiny RNA fragments being delivered by extracellular vesicles.
Okay, so before we lose anyone, let's break this down. Neutrophils are basically our immune system's first responders, right? They're the most abundant white blood cells we have.
Exactly. And one of their main weapons is creating these neutrophil extracellular traps, or NETs, which are like, imagine them throwing out sticky nets to catch viruses and bacteria.
But here's where it gets problematic. In severe COVID-19, these nets go into overdrive. The researchers found that excessive net formation actually contributes to blood clotting issues, inflammation, and tissue damage.
And this isn't just in acute cases. They found elevated NET activity in long COVID patients too, that's a big deal. Because it might explain why some people have symptoms that just won't go away.
So, the study looked at 60 COVID patients with varying severity levels, plus 20 healthy controls. They also used a hamster model infected with SARS-CoV-2 to track what happens over time.
And what they discovered is fascinating. There's this accumulation of lipid droplets in neutrophils from COVID patients. Lipid droplets are basically little fat storage organelles in cells. And they're not usually associated with immune responses. So this was unexpected.
The really interesting part, the amount of lipid droplet accumulation directly correlated with how much NET formation was happening. More lipid droplets meant more of those inflammatory traps being released.
Right. And they found that the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein, that's the part of the virus that binds to our cells, actually triggers this lipid droplet buildup. When they treated healthy neutrophils with spike protein in the lab, boom, lipid droplets increased, along with reactive oxygen species and net formation.
Now here's where it gets really specific. The researchers identified this tiny RNA fragment called TRF-HIS-GTG1. It's a transfer RNA-derived fragment that's enriched in platelet-derived extracellular vesicles from COVID patients.
Okay, so extracellular vesicles are like, think of them as little packages that cells use to communicate with each other. Platelets release these vesicles, and they're carrying this TRF-HIS-GTG1 fragment.
And what this fragment does is pretty clever, in a harmful way. It activates a receptor called TLR8, toll-like receptor 8, which then triggers this whole cascade through something called the mTOR pathway.
Meanwhile, at the same time, this TRF-HIS-GTG1 is also suppressing the expression of a protein called RAB7A. And RAB7A is crucial for a process called lipophagy, which is basically how cells digest and clear out those lipid droplets.
So you've got this double hit happening. The TLR8 mTOR pathway is blocking the normal breakdown of lipids, and the suppression of RAB7A is preventing the cell from clearing them out properly. The result? Lipid droplets accumulate.
And all that lipid accumulation leads to increased oxidative stress and excessive net formation, which drives more inflammation and tissue damage. It's like a vicious cycle.
But here's the hopeful part of this research. The team tested an inhibitor that specifically targets TRF-HIS-GTG1, and the results were really promising.
Yeah, when they treated neutrophils from COVID patients with this inhibitor, it restored the lipophagy process, reduced lipid droplet levels, decreased NET formation, and suppressed the production of inflammatory cytokines like IL-1 beta and IL-8.
What's really important here is that this wasn't just in a test tube. They tested it on actual neutrophils from COVID patients ex vivo. That means outside the body, but with real patient cells, and saw these therapeutic effects.
And this could have implications beyond just acute COVID. Remember those long COVID patients we mentioned? They also showed elevated levels of these platelet-derived vesicles and TRF-HIS-GTG1, which might explain the persistent inflammation some people experience.
The study also used a hamster model, and they tracked the infection over 14 days. Even though viral RNA was cleared by day 14, they still detected spike protein in lung tissue, along with continued neutrophil activation.
That's really telling, isn't it? It suggests that even after the virus is technically gone, residual spike protein might be driving ongoing inflammation. That could be a key piece of the long COVID puzzle.
Now, the researchers do acknowledge some limitations. The patient cohort was relatively small, 60 COVID patients and 20 healthy controls, and it was a cross-sectional study, meaning they looked at different people at different stages rather than following the same people over time.
But they did strengthen their findings by using multiple approaches, the human samples, the hamster model, and various in vitro assays. Plus, the statistical analyses were robust, and they saw consistent patterns across different severity groups.
One thing they haven't done yet is test this inhibitor in living animals or humans. The ex vivo results are encouraging, but we'd need in vivo validation before this could become a therapeutic option.
Still, what I find really exciting about this is the potential for RNA-based therapeutics. We've seen with the mRNA vaccines how powerful nucleic acid-based approaches can be, and this could be another avenue for targeting specific disease mechanisms.
Absolutely, and it's interesting that they're targeting a host mechanism rather than the virus directly. With SARS-CoV-2 mutating so rapidly, host-directed therapies might be more durable than antivirals that target viral proteins.
That's a great point. Plus, this whole pathway they've uncovered, the platelet vesicles, the TRF-HIS-GTG1, the TLR8-mTOR-RAB7A axis, it's not just relevant to COVID. Similar mechanisms might be at play in other inflammatory conditions.
The study also showed that this lipid accumulation promotes NET formation through a ROS-dependent pathway, reactive oxygen species. When they blocked either lipid droplet formation or ROS generation, NET release was significantly reduced.
So basically, the lipid droplets are contributing to oxidative stress, which then triggers these neutrophil traps. It's this whole interconnected metabolic and immune response that's going haywire in severe COVID.
And what's really clever about their approach is that they looked at transmission electron microscopy images of neutrophils from COVID patients. They could actually see these lipid droplets clustered near lysosomes, the cellular compartments that normally break down materials.
But the lysosomes weren't able to do their job properly because the fusion process was blocked. That's where the RAB7A suppression comes in. It's preventing the lipid droplets from being delivered to and processed by the lysosomes.
They also did some really interesting reporter assays to confirm that TRF-HIS-GTG1 directly targets RAB7A. They found a binding site in the 3' untranslated region of the RAB7A messenger RNA.
And when they mutated that binding site, the suppressive effect went away. That's pretty solid evidence that this is a direct regulatory relationship, not just correlation.
Another interesting finding. They measured TRF-HIS-GTG1 levels in platelet-derived vesicles from patients with different COVID severity. The levels correlated with disease severity and could even distinguish between long COVID patients and those who had fully recovered.
That suggests it might have diagnostic or prognostic value. If you could measure these levels, you might be able to predict who's at risk for more severe disease or prolonged symptoms.
The researchers also noted that patients with moderate to severe COVID had significantly higher levels of circulating extracellular vesicles overall, and specifically more platelet-derived vesicles compared to healthy controls or recovered patients.
And those vesicles weren't just more abundant, they were functionally different. When they isolated vesicles from COVID patient plasma and added them to healthy neutrophils, those neutrophils started accumulating lipid droplets and releasing NETs.
But when they depleted the vesicles from the plasma first, that effect was markedly reduced. So it's really these vesicles that are carrying the signal that's driving the neutrophil dysfunction.
What I think is particularly important here is that they tested the inhibitor on neutrophils from 27 different COVID patients. It wasn't just one or two cases. They showed consistent effects across a range of patients.
And the effects were pretty dramatic. The inhibitor restored lipid droplet clearance, reduced NET release, and decreased inflammatory cytokine production. We're talking about IL-1 beta and IL-8, which are major drivers of the cytokine storm seen in severe COVID.
Right. And they made sure to test for off-target effects and cytotoxicity. The inhibitor was selective for TRF-HIS-GTG1 and didn't affect other RNA species or broadly suppress TLR8 signaling. And it wasn't toxic to the cells at the concentrations they used.
That's really important for any potential therapeutic. You want specificity, so you're not causing unintended effects on other cellular processes.
So, to wrap this up, what we're looking at here is a novel mechanism where the spike protein triggers platelets to release these vesicles carrying TRF-HIS-GTG1, which then reprogram neutrophil metabolism in a way that promotes inflammation and tissue damage.
And the therapeutic angle is targeting that specific RNA fragment to restore normal lipid metabolism and reduce excessive NET formation. It's a really elegant approach to addressing COVID-related hyperinflammation.
The researchers note that this work opens up new possibilities for RNA-based immunotherapeutics. And honestly, given what we've learned about RNA therapeutics in the past few years, that's pretty exciting.
Definitely. And while they acknowledge that larger studies and in vivo validation are needed, this study provides a strong foundation for understanding how metabolic dysfunction in neutrophils contributes to COVID pathology.
It's also worth noting that this mechanism might not be unique to COVID. Similar platelet-neutrophil interactions and NET formation are seen in other inflammatory and autoimmune conditions, so these insights could have broader applications.
Absolutely. This is the kind of fundamental research that not only helps us understand COVID better, but also reveals basic biological mechanisms that could be relevant across multiple diseases.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on the Origene podcast as we explored this fascinating research on COVID-19, neutrophils, and lipid metabolism.
If you found this interesting, make sure to subscribe and check out our other episodes. Until next time, stay curious.